Hello everyone, my name is Rafal and I would like to welcome you to my Headshot Photography podcast. In today's podcast, I would like to jump back to some basics. And I've been receiving a lot of emails and messages and DMs when basically people ask me like how they can improve their headshots. And even though this is like a really simple question to answer, but at the same time is extremely complex and a little bit complicated because there is many things to unpack here. There is no one simple recipe what you should do. Everyone is different. Everyone has a different path to learn how to shoot headshots. But I would like to discuss this today and I'd like to talk about it a little bit more and just divide this whole thing into some smaller elements, and then we're gonna go over them one by one, and hopefully by kind of analyzing each of those elements you can see where you need to improve. So as I said, there is many steps. I know everybody is on a different level. There are some people who are just starting off. There are some people who are a little bit more advanced and they need some kind of different approach. But I think this podcast will help you to at least see your work and where you are from completely different perspective, and you will be able to kind of work on things which can help you to take you to the next level. Okay, so let's dive into this and let's talk about this topic. So how you can improve your headshot. So as I said, I divide this whole thing to smaller elements, and the first thing, and of course the main, I would say the first step, is understanding your equipment. As I said, different ways of shooting headshots. And, I'm not saying that equipment is not important. It is. And everyone has to find the equipment they like to work with and also the equipment they can afford it, because you can shoot headshots with very simple setup for about $1,000. And also you can have a setup for $20,000. So, as I said, you need to find the equipment you want to work with. And I never, I would say, justify, what it's better. Because there are photographers who are using very simple equipment and they can produce fantastic headshots. And there are people who have extremely expensive equipment and their work is mediocre. So this is the first example that equipment, I'm not saying it's not important, but it's not the biggest factor which is going to help you to improve your headshots. And I know most of us, especially at the beginning, we deeply believe that equipment is everything. And if we get something what is more expensive and it's high-end gear, all of a sudden we're going to start shooting some better headshots. As I said, it's not true. You can really use basic stuff and still be able to get some amazing headshots. So what I mean by understanding your equipment, you have to know what you are able to do with your equipment, how you can improve your headshots by, kind of working with your equipment the way that you can pull everything what this equipment is giving you. And I know from my own experience, it was a little bit of a process. I've tried different things. As you probably know, there's all sorts of different gear you can use for your headshots. And I'm not going to tell you which one is ideal. Everyone can basically use whatever they have and they can utilize this best way possible and get some amazing results. But understanding your equipment is crucial, because that's the first step. Those are our tools, and we need to know exactly how they work, how to use them, and how to basically just make them work. So if you're struggling with that, of course, you have to figure out what you have, how to make this work properly, and how to basically pull best stuff out of it. So, as I said, I'm not going to go about the details, but as I said, understanding your equipment, it's crucial, and that's the first step to improve your headshots. Okay, so the next one, and now we're gonna get to some advanced stuff, is understanding lighting. Again, there is all sorts of different lighting setups which you can use for your headshots. You can use constant lighting, you can use flash, you can also go to different setups such as Rembrandt lighting, flat lighting, and again, everything depends what you like, depends what kind of style you're going after, but understanding the lighting in general is extremely important, because that's what's gonna basically make your headshots look good. And as I mentioned on many occasions, lighting is pretty simple. Most of the time, it's not as complicated. I know people and a lot of photographers out there trying to make this complicated, and they trying to say, oh, this is, you know, the most important thing. Again, it's not. It's just one of those elements which we need to understand how this works. And to learn lighting, again, takes time. You need to practice a lot. You need to try different setups. You have to try different things, see what works, what doesn't work. We are living in the times where, you know, some of those flaws from, you know, not setting up light properly, we can fix in Photoshop. So it's not end of the world if something kind of goes sideways. And a lot of photographers out there probably know that. But again, you need to understand the basics. You need to understand how to set this whole thing up, how to make this work, and don't struggle with this. I know, especially at the beginning, it's frustrating because, you know, the biggest issue what I see is that photographers, they try to some kind of like copy somebody else setup. And I'm not saying this is the wrong way to do that, because we all do that. We have to start somewhere. But the biggest mistake what people do, they don't trust their own gut. So like, you have the general information how to set this whole thing up, but then you have to adjust your lighting according to, you know, the person you're working, the environment where you're shooting, the place where you at, you know, the type of subject you're working with. So there's all sorts of different elements which needs to tweak this lighting so it's going to work properly. So that's where, you know, you need to practice. And again, this is something where, you know, the more headshot sessions you're going to have under your belt, it's going to make you understanding lighting more and more. And eventually you will start seeing things which you never seen before. And then you start basically getting better. I remember when I started my headshot photography journey, I was extremely frustrated with lighting. I didn't know how to make this whole thing work. And then, you know, I see all those flaws, and then I couldn't set this up properly. You know, that was just a nightmare. But don't give up. Just keep going, keep pushing, keep shooting, keep adjusting. Also, one of the biggest mistakes I've done, and I'm sure a lot of photographers out there do the same mistake, they set up the lighting, it doesn't work, and, you know, they just keep shooting, hoping that, you know, this whole thing fix itself. I don't know where this is coming from, but a lot of photographers do that. I was on the same boat, and I remember, you know, I was setting my lights, you know, seems like things, they don't work. And I was just like, oh, maybe, you know, if I change this, you know, I did like a very, very small adjustments. I didn't kind of like really get into it and start working with lighting by moving lighting back and forth, closer, further away, you know, changing the angles, changes the heights, like doing all sorts of stuff. I never have done this. And I hope that, you know, for some reason, this lighting is going to fix itself. And now I changed my you know, approach. Now I'm really working with my lighting. I'm really trying to move my lights around, adjust things, and see what works better. And of course, with the time, with a lot of sessions, you know, those things seems to be easier and you see things better, and it's just something that, you know, it's coming naturally for you to set this whole thing up properly, and you know it's gonna work. So as I said, the next step to improve your headshots is definitely understanding the lighting. But as I said, you need to just keep shooting and trying new things. That's the most important part. Okay, now we're going to some heavy duty stuff. The next one is understanding face expressions and posing. This is the big one, because I think a lot of photographers get stuck on equipment and lighting, and they completely ignore posing and face expressions. And what it happens is they get to the point where they master their lighting and equipment, and they know exactly how to shoot the image, I would say, properly from the technical perspective. But, you know, their face expressions and posing is kind of dull, and you know, it doesn't look good, right? So it's technically good, but those images, they don't have any emotions, they don't have any kind of flow to those images, and it's something that, you know, it's not looking good, right? So the next step in this whole process, you have to somehow get into understanding face expressions and posing. So there's a lot of books about it. There is a lot of things you can learn. You have to kind of go deeper into human psychology, and you need to understand how to communicate with your subjects, how to talk to them, how to put them in the right mood, how to create specific environment where they feel comfortable and they feel safe and they start opening up to you. So there is a lot of things which kind of creates this specific environment, and also your attitude towards your subject to create this specific, as I said, environment where you can basically make your client do things, or, you know, push them towards things where, you know, they're gonna express themselves this specific way. So when you capture those on your headshots, it's going to look wonderful. There's different schools, but also what I want to point it out, don't try to copy somebody else, because I know a lot of photographers out there, they try to copy some other photographers. Don't do that. Try to also learn things about yourself, you know, who you are and how you communicate with people, and then, you know, what you can do to improve that. And also, you know, each client, it's going to be different. So you have to understand that every person who comes to you for their headshot sessions, they are different people. They have different personalities. They act differently. They are in a different mood. They have different problems. You know, there's all sorts of things which you have to overcome to, you know, work with them and be able to pull off some amazing face expressions. And also you have to learn what poses work best for headshots. Again, I'm not going to go into the details, but again, there's a lot of books out there about body language. You can copy other photographers, what they do, and, you know, like, you can see some poses and stuff like that. So there's a lot of information out there. You have to just get into this, learn as much as you can, and then, you know, just basically implement this whole thing into your work. Okay, let's move on to the next one, which is understanding and being good at retouching your images. So I know I'm probably repeating myself, and you guys probably heard that a million times from me, but retouching is a huge part of headshot photography. And just because you get amazing, you have amazing equipment, you understand the lighting, you understand the posing, and you're understanding face expressions, but if you are lacking with retouching, your image is never gonna kind of like get to the level that, you know, it's gonna be good. Because again, I'm not trying to tell you that, because I know this is opinion that, oh, my images, they have to be perfect straight from the camera. I deeply believe it's nonsense. There's no perfect looking person. Everyone has own flaws, and then there's issues with lighting, with equipment, with a lot of things. And there's also people have issues with their, you know, skin, and you know, there's a lot of things. So you need to learn how to retouch your images so you're gonna bring the best out of them. And again, you can outsource those images for retouching, and somebody else can do that. I deeply believe that people should do that. Photographers should do that on its own, because you're not kind of creating your own style, but also you learn about those flaws and how to fix them and how to avoid them into next photo shoot. So I deeply believe that retouching is not only helping you to get your images to the next level, but also teaches you about your photography, about your lighting, about your equipment, and you can really dive into the image and understand exactly what you've done and how you can improve it for your next session. So it's big part of our business, is big part of, you know, this industry, and in order to basically improve your work, you need to learn how to retouch your images. And again, there's a lot of courses out there. There are free ones, there are some which you have to pay for. I'm not going to tell you which direction you should go, but the main thing, what I'm trying to say, is the fact that you should learn about retouching, because it's going to, again, elevate your work, and it's going to bring your images to completely different level. And in order to, you know, get your work there, you need to understand the retouching process. Okay, so what is the next step in this whole thing? As you guys probably see, there's a lot of to unpack. We have a couple more, and then hopefully that's going to give you the big picture. The next one is, of course, creating your own style. And this is one of the biggest thing in headshot photography that everyone, I think in general, like whatever, what kind of photography you're doing, everyone wants to have own style. And the biggest question is, like, how I can get there, where I can create my own style. So I have answer for that. And I know it's kind of easy to say, much harder to get this done, but at least you know which direction you should go. So first of all, what I want to say, in order to create your style, it's a process. And throughout the years and throughout the time, your style, it's going to change. So, you know, the images I was shooting 10 years ago and the images I'm shooting right now, they not completely different, but they've changed quite a bit, because throughout a lot of sessions, you know, I've started seeing things which I like, things which I didn't like, and the way it goes, you start kind of like emphasizing stuff which you really like about your headshots, and then removing the things which you don't like. And that's how you create your style. Another thing what you can do, you can just basically go online and start searching for images which you like, and start creating some kind of library where you can literally start copying other photographers. And I know a lot of people like, oh, I don't want to copy somebody else, and I don't want to, you know, just do the same work like somebody else. And I deeply believe, and I don't know, maybe some people don't agree with me, but if you are shooting specific style of images, like you like some photographer inspires you and you try to kind of copy them, it doesn't mean you're just doing the same work. You're trying to kind of take some of those things which you like and implement them into your own work. And that's, you know, I think that's okay. That's at least my approach, because, you know, you can kind of start implementing work from a bunch of different photographers, kind of combining them together and creating your own style. So that's the way I look at it. And I deeply believe that everybody should do that. And this is also going to teach you about, you know, how to shoot specific style of headshots, because if you're going to be doing this, eventually you will start kind of developing your own style. And everyone has to start somewhere. Everyone has to have some kind of example, what kind of work they want to follow. And that's the best way to do that, in my opinion, because this is something that is going to put you in the right path to develop your own style. It's better to shoot somebody else's work or just kind of copying somebody than just kind of doing nothing and just trying to figure out how to create your own style. Because just because you want to create own style, it's not like this whole thing is going to come up out of the blue and you, like, I don't know, wake up one day and you're going to say, okay, this is my style. This is like, this is not the way it works. You need to actually start shooting to develop your style. So, you know, thinking about it too much and trying to figure it out by just kind of like, I don't know, just hoping this whole style will come itself, I think it's a big nonsense. This is not going to happen. You literally need to shoot to kind of work with different type of styles and then just start slowly developing your own style. And then it's going to come eventually. I can guarantee you, because, you know, everyone is different. Everyone has different experiences. Everyone looks at own work differently. And you have to just keep shooting and trying new things, because this is the way to develop. And one of the things also want to point it out, which is extremely important, and I know it's extremely scary for a lot of photographers out there, but in my opinion, you should start trying things which seems impossible to do for you and try to recreate them. Because the more you're going to get into this unknown world, or you're going to try to do things which seems impossible or you never have done them before, this is where you're going to start learning. And this is where you're going to start developing your skills, your style, and doing things which makes you feel uncomfortable, and, you know, going to things where, you know, it's just kind of feels very hard. That's the best way to learn. Because, you know, I know a lot of us, we like to kind of feel safe. We want to do things which are easy for us. This is how our brain works, and just part of, you know, who we are. Human brain wants to have easy life. You know, that's just in nature. Like, that's just part of who we are. And forcing your brain and forcing yourself to do things which makes you uncomfortable, that's where we grow. That's where we start developing. We start seeing things differently. We experiencing new things. And that's how we basically make things better. So I hope that's clear. I hope that a lot of people kind of see where I'm going with this. And lastly, the best way to, you know, improve your headshot is to practice. Practice, practice, and practice. And I know sounds simple, but in my opinion, that's the only way to get better at your work. So get whoever you can at the front of the camera and just keep shooting. Day in, day out, you know, as many sessions you can pull it off, you know, try to do it, especially if you're starting off, you know, keep shooting as much as you can. And I know, you know, that sometimes it's hard because we have to get people at the front of the camera. You know, we want to work with, I don't know, specific clients, whatever. But, you know, the more you work, the more you shoot, the more you people going through your headshot sessions, you're going to be improving your work. And that's, in my opinion, is the only way to improve your work. You can read million books, you can watch, I don't know, thousands on tutorials, you know, YouTube videos. That's just giving you some kind of foundation. But in order to make this whole thing work, you have to practice. And I'm sure a lot of you guys out there experience that you watch some video and you watch, I don't know, some tutorial, you watch, I don't know, some photographer doing their session, and it looks like it's so easy. Like, it's, oh my God, you know what? He did this, he did that, and it's done and it looks beautiful. And then when you start doing this, all of a sudden, this whole thing becoming impossible. And that's the beauty of it, right? Because, you know, that's how we learn. Because, as I said, there are so many elements which we need to put together to make this work that we need to start seeing those things from completely different perspective. And the only way to do that is just by practicing. And I know from my own experience, you know, that this is something where it's extremely challenging sometimes. And sometimes we're going to have fantastic sessions. Sometimes we're going to have horrible ones. We're going to make a lot of mistakes. We're going to do a lot of errors. And we're going to be frustrated. We're going to be devastated. We're going to just try to like, okay, I'm done with this. I don't want to do this anymore. It's not working. I don't know how to do it. And then you're going to have some amazing headshot sessions where you're going to get completely on the other side. You're going to be motivated. You're going to be happy. You're going to be proud of your work. And I think with the time, we're going to get where, you know, we know exactly what we're doing and we know what to expect. We know how to conduct headshot sessions to get best results out of it. But it takes practice. So the more you practice, the more you play with it, you more trying new things. You play with fire where, you know, you're going into, as I said, unexpected places where you don't know what's going to come out of it. That's where you start developing a much broader kind of like picture and skills on your own work. So I hope that was interesting. I could dwell on this for another hour, but I think you guys getting the point. And as I said, just go for this and see which of those elements you're lacking off. Is the equipment, is the lighting, is the posing, is the retouching. And it's really easy, simple to basically see what the problem is, because you can look at your work and you can say right away, okay, what's going on? Where I should shift my focus to get my headshots better. So if you're at the beginning of the journey, it's of course probably equipment, lighting. If you're a little bit more advanced, is posing and face expressions. And then, you know, usually I found the retouching is one of the hardest parts to learn, because, you know, you also kind of create own style through retouching process. And then you can kind of see the pattern, you know, you can look at your images and you can say, hey, you know what, those images look fantastic, those were not so good. So you can see, you know, you can really see what stuff works and focus on them. Okay. Thank you for listening. I hope that was interesting. If you have any additional questions, please feel free to contact me. I'll be more than happy to answer any of your additional questions. But I hope this podcast gave you like a little bit of different perspective on so many different things. I know we're going back to the basics, but I think sometimes we need to remind ourselves where we need to, as I said, shift our focus and, you know, where we can improve our work. So again, thank you for listening. Stay in touch and I'll chat with you guys very soon. Bye-bye.